Now it's time. Time to get your mind moving, reach for your dreams, and find happiness and success in your life. Welcome to The Mindset Man. And here is your host, The Mindset Man himself, Todd Raddis.
Welcome to the broadcast. This is Todd Raddis. I'm sitting here with one of the most amazing people I met over this past year, Eric Lewis Power. This man runs a veterans assistance group, but I'm not going to tell you about it because he needs to tell you what he does. So, Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy, and it was you surprised me when you asked me to come on. So I'm very happy and pleased to be here.
I had to have you on after hearing you speak at the networking event this past summer. So I'm like, Eric is one of the first names that came into my head, and I'm like, I got to get him on the show. So Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are and how you're able to help so many veterans?
I did 10 years in the service, 10 years in the Navy, seen a lot of bad things while I was in the Navy, experienced a lot of good things. And during my 10 years, you know, I got injured pretty bad. Broke my back and injured my knees and a shoulder pretty bad. And then when I got out, I went to the standard forms of help, didn't receive what I thought was an adequate form. And my mind being in the military, I was a parachute rigger, so very, very, very OCD, very by the book, very detail-oriented, very Lean Six Sigma oriented, you know, three deficiencies and I think 3 million, 6 million. I can't remember. It's been a while since I looked at it. And so that's the kind of level as a parachute rigger and life support systems tech you strive to achieve. And so when I got out, naturally my mind was going to that same thing because I had just doing the same thing as a civilian now, but as a contractor for the military. And I was looking for that same sort of excellence per se. And I went to the VA, the VFW, the Legion, the DAV, a couple of law firms, and nobody really just wanted, there was no fit, right? And then I got pushed sideways. And what I was being told by these places was different from what I was reading and how I was comprehending it. And every time I would ask questions, you know, people always go on the defense like I was trying to argue with them when I was just trying to get clarification. After that, I went to business school and I realized I wanted to get away from the military and away from naval aviation. And I was able to successfully get myself the max you could get, 100% permanent total. Then I started helping friends. And as an entrepreneur, they tell you find a problem, find a business.
So you saw a problem in the way the VA operates.
A massive problem.
Yeah. I can't massive imagine that being a vet myself, that there's a problem with the way the VA operates.
And then I did some research and I was like, there's 25 million veterans out there. There's 3,000 veterans separated a month. We all come out. We all have PTSD. Any veteran that you talk to, they have PTSD because at some point in time, whether it be 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 4 years, however long you did, you were institutionalized and you were trained to think a certain way and operate a certain way. And when you leave that, when you leave that environment and you go to a completely new one, it's shocking to the brain. And in that instance, when I realized that, and I was reading the regulations and I wasn't going to the VA, I was actually reading the regulations and word by word and interpreting them in a certain way, I realized that every single veteran separating, if they were to do things correctly and document and get the help that they're supposed to, and according to the regulations and in the DOD regulations as well, then every single veteran will walk away with 70%. Then I started thinking again, and I'm just kind of like, well, if everybody walked away with 70%, because they don't tell you about the VA disability program while you're in. It's like that program is taboo. That's the word I'm looking for when you talk about it, right?
Right.
And you don't learn about it until TAPS class, and then you're done, right? And if someone else knows or someone meets me, I tell them all about it. I'm like, yep, this is what you do. Call me when you get out, right? And people are always happy to meet me because I tell them how it is. But there are 3,000 veterans a month separating from service that all should be at roughly $1,500 a month, add that up. And so when I started adding the numbers up and I started looking at the frontline defense and the things that were told to me by all the accredited agencies, by the law firms, by the VFW, by the Legion, by the VA itself, by the TAV, right? And I started looking at all the common complaints. And the one common complaint, I took a step back and I looked at it from an outside circle, right? And so when I was presented with this situation, I took a step back, realized what was going on, realized what the problem was, using the programming that I was taught, the Six Sigma, figured out how to streamline it, right? And make it most efficient as possible, build a company around it. And now we, to date, since 2012, when I started, right? And I count everybody that I helped in this number. We have redirected right just over $1.8 million a month from the VA back to our clients.
Very good,
recurring,
man.
Right?
Congratulations. Well, yeah. That's a huge challenge you faced. Well, for one, you know, I have the experience, some of the listeners won't, but when you're dealing with government paperwork and red tape, I don't know if they put the blockades in on purpose or if it's just the way bureaucracies work. They're not efficient in any way, shape, or form. So you came in, correct me if I'm wrong here, it sounds like you came in and you created a way of efficiently taking a veteran into the status that he should be with mm-hmm. the VA.
Absolutely, 100%. That's it. Because I don't communicate with the VA, and people think I do magic. No, I just do it the way it's supposed to be done and as efficiently as possible. The VA doesn't do that. Because when you're not efficient on the front lines, then nobody gets through. And right. then they save money.
Yeah, so you've created that. Now, your transition from the military, I had the same transition, and I kind of know what I went through. You're right. You're in this mindset when you're in the service, and that's their mindset. It's not yours. You've right. been taught to think this way. There's this transition period back to civilian life.
2 years. Two years.
2 years minimum. If you know that you're in the transition. The problem is a lot of the guys don't, myself included. I was having a successful career, but my home life was a disaster.
Yeah.
Because military mindset was allowing me to achieve at work and apply my theories and my philosophies to my work. But then when I came home, I'm a mental wreck. And I know that you've gone through a similar journey. How did you finally make that transition? What was one of the key steps that you did?
That was one of the most difficult things in my life to do was change the radio station. And in business, so when I got out, very similarly, right? I got out, I had the same job I did in the military. I got a job as a contractor doing it for the Navy. So I was doing the same thing. Just now a civilian. But when I got out, the first year was absolutely horrible. The mindset of show up, be here, you can't call in, you have to go to medical. The military mindset transition into the civilian mindset, it was difficult. And I was staying around that military environment, so it was even more. Home was civilian, inside was military. Home, I could call in if I wanted to and didn't really have to go to work and didn't have to worry about getting in trouble. Going to work was military environment, but I was a civilian. So it was really just extra difficult. How I worked through it, a lot of trial and error. First 2 years, right? I was working on base and doing my own claims. Wasn't even thinking about starting the claims as a business, was just helping. Started going to school. One thing, again, military, I need to get my qualifications. How do I get your qualifications as a civilian? Go to school. Need to go to school, right? So I was doing that, going to the classes, working on my degree, which I'm still doing. I'm working on my leadership, my doctorate in leadership now.
Well, I would say that you've transitioned into a leadership position, like it or not. You know, when people start to look up to you for guidance, you become a leader. And people are looking to you for guidance regularly. As a matter of fact, I sent you a friend over and you're helping him get his benefits. And this man struggled since 91 after the Gulf War.
Awesome.
And was never rated with the PTSD problems that he's had.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I felt horrible for him. But he's also now a coaching student of mine, which is
good.
Which is amazing because I of all the people I worked with, because I worked at the VA, I understand what the red tape's like over there. Yeah. And honestly, the people sitting in the chairs, they don't know the rules any better than the people coming in. They know just what they've been taught about their little niche.
And they're taught the very, very minimum. And a lot of times, it was funny that you say that, because just 2 days ago, I was talking to someone who works at the VA, right? And they're in a very high up position, so I'm not going to mention their name.
Right, right.
And this person was telling me, and we were talking, and there's a piece of paperwork that you have to get filled out, or the veterans have the option to get filled out. So I've streamlined the process, right? And she was like, what's the most difficult part that you're having? And I was like, okay, with the processes. I'm like, when we send them to, because we have our own psychs, we have our own psychiatrists on staff, which streamlines the process, right? So now they're doing a teleconference like this, and we're filling out the paperwork for them. Most of the time they get accepted, but there's sometimes about 30% of the times they don't use them. 98% of veterans don't fill that paperwork out, and they have to do it a certain way. They're trained very rarely on how to do it when they get that paperwork. They're trained to look at it one day. They're trained to how to look at it and read that paper. They're not confident.
Yeah. So you've stepped in and you're educating the veterans on how to do this properly, streamline the process and get them through. Right. My biggest interest in you, that mindset change from worker to business owner. Like you said, when we first started, you found a problem that needed solved. And anybody who's in the entrepreneur business knows that we want to solve a problem and create a service to fix that problem. But you've done that. I mean, your business is very successful. And
we're growing very, very rapidly to the point where I just had to bring on two new claim managers. And
great.
Like yesterday, right? And so we just hired them. They start Monday morning, 8 a.m. sharp. We're moving into a new office. But the mind shift change was the biggest difficult thing I had, was having confidence in myself.
Okay, so like most of us, we lack in confidence.
And right, and so
a lot of times people are way out there and they're actually hiding their lack of confidence.
But right, and so when I first started, I knew I could do it, but my biggest problem I had got hit with another traumatic incident, and I had just kind of took a sabbatical away from the company. And I was trying other things, and I was very confident because I found a big problem. Not a lot of companies know how to do it, and so I kind of created my own niche, which is very rare. It's kind of a blue ocean. Since I've started, there's been like four or five other companies. When I saw that happen, I started saying, hey, this is what you need to do. Find a blue ocean, create a niche, zig when everybody's zagging. And when I did that and it started being successful, I thought all business was like that, right? And so I kind of got cocky. My first business I start, and then it just kind of takes off, and then we build a team that's supposed to operate, and then I go back and try to do other stuff. Those fail. I'm like, okay, I got slapped in the face, let's come back. But I had to work mentally through the loss of my first partner, right? So that was a big whammy that I have. My first partner in this company, 3 days after I made him partner, found him dead from suicide. He was a veteran. And so left the company, right, and had to work through that, and just not being there for them was eating at my confidence and whatnot. And then I started going to Ty Lopez's conferences. And
okay, so you started to get some mindset
training. And so my first introduction to personal development was Ty Lopez's commercial. He hooked me with the Lamborghini. And I'm like, who the f*** is this guy with his Lamborghini in his garage? Right?
Why do you have a Lamborghini and I don't?
Right? Yeah. And so, and I'm like, I used to have $10 in my fucking account and live in a trailer. What does he know that I don't? And I was working on base. And so I clicked into it. Right. And I started looking and I started watching the 67 steps. And then I was like, all right. And he kind of pursued me to, or no, I was already after I opened my business, and I was like had, I was lucky to get more than $1,000 in my account at any time. And I had an office and I was making bills and I was making enough and I had got my 100%. So I had kind of an advantage as well to right. everybody else that's doing business. Cause I was getting that VA money.
But,
right.
But you were at that plateau point where a lot of entrepreneurs actually fail. That yeah. you're right. You were on that teetering point, and
yeah, there's a couple times the company should have failed. By God's grace, we're still here. I went to Ty's conference, spoke there, spoke in his New York one, was in his mastermind, all of that, and then being around him, being around his environments. I've never been around it. I was enlisted in the military. I grew up on the dirt side of four. And grew up with no mother and father, separated father, big drug addict, why I changed my name to Power. And mother worked two jobs, was a party girl her entire life, didn't stop partying. So she was like,
so hey. How did you get to the point where you stopped embracing all that as an excuse and started to go ahead and make your life move in the direction?
Masterminds.
Ties, so your ties, association.
Ties, yep. Ty's personal development program, the 67 steps. He did the first one. He went from 92.1 to 92.2, then 92.3 for the mind, right? Changing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started meeting people who I started telling them what I do. And instead of people putting me down at the people I was hanging out with saying, no, don't quit your job. You're making good money. Don't quit that job. You got a government job, right? To people are like, man, that's amazing. Keep doing it. You're doing good. You're helping people. You're making money. Keep doing it. Have you thought about doing this instead? No. Let me try that. Have you thought about doing this with your marketing? No. Let me try that. And then Ty's personal encouragement led me to go out more. And so spending the money at Ty's mastermind was the most I ever spent at the time until I met Greg. Right?
Yeah. And then Greg was an expensive association to make.
Yeah, I'm
back at his event this March. I'm not going to miss this.
See
one.
You.
Are you going to be there too?
Yeah, we always do the production for him. So all the cameras in the back that are filming and taking pictures, that's all me.
Oh, well, congratulations. That, right? You did a great job last year.
Appreciate it. So I met him. So here's what really when I was I got cocky after Ty. I met a kid. I went to Greg's event and still very childish mindset, very felt like I was in high school, felt like I was 20. And I blame a lot of that for the 10 years in service and just being stuck, right? So the last time I was free was like 19, 20, joined this cult environment, separated, free again, right? And so my mindset when I got out was like a 20-year-old and I needed to catch up. And so by joining the associations and being around people like Greg and Payne, $8,000 to go to a 2-day event where I'm supposed to meet some pretty amazing people and just being around them. And I, at the time, like I would always stay quiet and just take notes because I didn't know what to say and I didn't feel confident enough to talk to people. Right. And so I would just, and
look at you now, you're on my radio show.
Right? Amazing. I love it. I'm so happy. And then, and being a veteran with PTSD, it's even more difficult. Because I could barely go to a bar and talk to someone that I don't know, let alone go to an event and talk to this guy who's worth $1.2 billion or talk to this guy who's worth $600 million, you know? And yeah, it's just
and you find out that they went through the same kind of things you're going through and they embrace being a little bit different. They embrace a niche.
And so when I went to Greg's event, the first Secret Knock I ever went to, I swear to God, I felt, I'm like, these are my people. This is my home. This is my family. Felt welcomed. And then that led to the club Karma. And Karma is just the only way I can imagine, I can put it, is like a motorcycle gang for entrepreneurs and philanthropists and anybody who wants to just go and party and have fun and have a nice giving mindset, right?
Right.
And being with them, I realized associating with them and talking with them and being with them kind of just helped me change my mindset for the better and learn how to focus on the company and work past the bad things that have happened and be okay with it in my head.
Yeah, I have a, you're probably not aware of it because you don't need it. I would never send it over to you, but I have a getting started pamphlet, and it has the 5 steps to starting out, to start changing your life. And the second step, well, it's right on my website. We'll get you there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's the 5 steps to getting started. And the second one, the first one is know what you want, but the second one is create beneficial associations.
Yeah.
It's the second step is you already knew what you wanted. So you had the first step, you got it started, but you reached those plateaus, and then you, all of a sudden you make these beneficial associations, and then everything else falls into the line. And you also mentioned something I call learning at the next level. Stop trying to learn from people who don't know what they're talking about and start learning from people who have already done it. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that really get us going. And everyone I talk to, I know you're well aware of Napoleon Hill. If you're around Greg Reed for more than 5 minutes, you're going to know about Napoleon Hill. But Napoleon Hill teaches you that too. You know, your associations that you have are extremely important, and making yourself a better person to increase those associations so that they benefit you, you benefit them also.
100%.
I always say, be a benefit first. Don't worry about what's coming back to you.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like you're one of the new, you're one of the first guests on the show, but I want to get it. Your business out there. So you're going to be what Joey Yak calls rock within probably 6 months, which is recycled content. It's going to get your message back out there once the listeners are there.
Right.
So my whole goal is, what am I going to do for the people who come on here who are helping me out? Because you're helping me out. You're coming on, and that just shows what kind of quality person you are. You're here. You didn't even know what was going on with the show, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm there." And those are,
well, I know we met at SK, and I know you're a veteran. I know you're Todd. I know you help with mindset, and that's enough for me. That's all I need to know. And I know we connected at SK, and every veteran I meet, I try to remember face and kind of what they do, because I have very short term memory loss, and then it's California and the weed's legal now. So it's okay.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I knew you were a great person, and I saw you helping vets, and having done a short stint at the VA. As a matter of fact, the VA was my last job before I went out on my own.
I'm sorry.
It was,
well, it's a good job to leave if you go out on your own.
It was the final nail in the coffin of mindset, because I felt like I had gone backwards, a 25-year successful career in management to end up at a government job. When you get a chance to read my book and you realize that that's the job I left to go do this, you're like, no wonder this guy finally got it. But I'm watching my wife, who's 17 years younger than me, nail it. Yeah. And I'm the one coaching her. Again, that self-evaluation. What am I doing wrong?
It's funny that you said that, because before I started, right around the same time I started, you know, I was telling people what they need to do. Like, I was telling my mom, I was telling my sister, I was telling my brother, I was telling my friend, I was telling another friend. I remember, I'm like, this is what you guys need to do to go make money. And I'm trying to do different things.
How easy that's going to be to actually achieve if you just stick to it. And obviously, you've got several of the biggest keys down, or you wouldn't be where you're at. You wouldn't be helping, you know, thousands of vets. I don't know how many a month would you say you help right now?
We have 6 agents on the phone that take 3 to 5 calls a day.
Nice. Good job, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something you can be really happy about. I really appreciate
you. Awesome, man.
In here while I'm new at this and working through some of the growing pains. We'll have some editing going, and thank you for listening.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast of The Mindset Man. We greatly appreciate you have taken the time to be with us today. You will be what you believe you will be. You will find the show at toddradis.com or inspirednewsradio.com. Have a great day, and we will see you soon.